This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-Pack, now extended until the end of August. Order today at EdenPure.com and don't forget to use code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
If we had decided 15 years ago to leave Afghanistan, if we decided 5 years ago, if we continued the war for another decade and tried to leave, there's no way in which you'd be able to leave Afghanistan without there being some of what you're seeing now.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
This public mask mandate will help limit transmission of the Delta variant and boost public confidence that is essential to our continued economic recovery. If you are not eating or drinking, wear your mask.
Come on, what's the matter with you?
I'm eating it.
People are tired of the pandemic. I mean, it's been a really long, rough, tough period, filled with all kinds of awful things. There are definitely some positives.
Really? Name one.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I just wonder how Jake Sullivan and Tony Blinken are going to get through the weekend. They're so shell-shocked. Do they have PTSD from, their Harvard and Yale and Columbia Law School and Oxford University educations?
You know, you don't understand, Howie, how hard it is to be one of the best and one of the brightest.
The best and the brightest. And somebody says, Howie, do you know, have any idea how hard it is to get through 4 years at Old Ivy compared to boot camp at Paris Island? I mean, you know, and then to even compare them to the best and the brightest, I mean, they made a lot of screw-ups in Vietnam, but everybody, all the best and the brightest, they all were veterans. A lot of them, most of them had fought in World War II, and, you know, okay, maybe they weren't in combat, most of them. They had, a lot of them probably had good jobs, you know, working for the Secretary of War at the time or something, but they had all at least probably gone through basic training, and they had dealings with members of other social classes. Do you think Tony Blinken knows anybody who ever worked for a living?
No.
Or Jake Sullivan, according to Tucker Carlson, from what I can see of his CV online, has never had a real job. Never had a real job. And now we're being told how horrible it is for him to have to. He never got a bad grade in school. Man, these people are out to lunch. You know? Then the guy that wrote that, Ignatius, he works for Jeff Bezos, the world's richest man, who bought the world's first designer soft serve ice cream machine today. Did you see that in LA?
Yeah.
You can get three different kinds. You can get the chocolate, vanilla, or twist. I thought I'd been making that the poll question. I'd take a twist.
I take the straight vanilla because the twist sometimes, it makes it taste a little funky.
We just brought this up today because it is National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day. But we didn't want to do that as the poll question after National Potato Day.
You know? I want a double-dipped waffle cone with vanilla chocolate chip.
The New York Post said, we don't know what he has. The company is out of L.A. that makes the designer soft ice cream serve machines. And they said, we don't know which of his three Beverly Hills mansions it was delivered to. They'll find out, though. They'll find out. All right. Time now for the Chump Line.
People used to complain about Trump golfing or taking vacations. Well, the more I see what Biden does when he's there, the more I support his taking vacations. Golfing, bingo, afternoon naps, anything but screwing things up more.
We haven't finished the Biden sound cuts, by the way. After the Chump Line, we'll have one more round of them before we go to police blotter facts.
Obama said that Biden
could F anything up. What a wizened sage that man was.
Yeah, Obama got a few things right during his 8 years in office, and that was one of them. He also said, Joe, you don't have to do this, you know, knowing how far gone he was. That was a good call, too.
You know, we were all scared when Biden became president, but imagine how scared Obama was. Like, he had to sit with him through some long meetings. He knows exactly what Biden's capable of.
And none of those people could beat him. Think about that. Cory Booker, Buttigieg.
Amy Klobuchar,
Kamala, all of them. They couldn't lay a glove on Dementia Joe. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering a line from The Sirens of Titan by Kurt Vonnegut. I don't know what's going on, and I'm probably not smart enough to understand if someone was to explain it to me. All I know is we're being tested somehow by somebody a whole lot smarter than us.
And it's 1, 2, 3, where'd Kamala go? I say she don't give a damn. Last I heard, she's in Vietnam.
That's what we all thought, but there she was. She showed up behind Joe Biden today wearing a mask, of course. Of course she was wearing a mask.
And it's 1, 2, 3, what are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next up is Vietnam.
Country Joe and the Fish. Where have you gone, Country Joe and the Fish?
Look at Afghanistan. That's what Build Back Better looks like.
I prefer the new variation on that. Build Back Pletter. That's what he said last week. Build Back Pletter.
Don't forget Nancy Pelosi's.
What's that?
Build Back Bagel. I like the bagel one the best.
Let's play one of the Biden cuts right now, just as a tease for the next segment. Play cut two from Joe Biden this afternoon.
This is one of the largest, most difficult airlifts in history. And the only country in the world capable of projecting this much power on the far side of the world with this degree of precision is the United States of America.
When I look at the video from the Kabul airport, that's what I think of. That's the word I think of, precision.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. Of course I extended the mask mandate on planes. The fact is that because Trump didn't mandate masks on planes, we got the Delta variant. And if we don't continue to mask up, it could mutate with the other airlines, and we could end up with the Pan Am variant, or the TWA variant. Not a joke.
How about the Delta Blue variant? Yeah. I know. I knew where that one was going, but it was still pretty good. I hadn't thought of that before.
Covering for plugs takes all hands on deck. Adding Harris to the mix would be a real train wreck. So it's witness protection till after the election in hopes the sheeple will forget who's on deck.
There was actually a story today, I think it was AP, saying that the Biden people think that the American sheeple are so dumb that they're going to forget this after a week or so, and no one will remember it.
Well, speaking of that, State Department spokesman Ned Price, this is a quote from him, okay, today. I don't think anyone is denying the reports that Americans are trapped and unable to get to the airport in Kabul.
Really? Well, I know one person who's denying it. Do we have to play that cut again? Cut 20.
We have no indication that they haven't been able to get in Kabul through the airport. We've made an agreement with the Taliban thus far. They've allowed them to go through. It's in their interest for them to go through. So we know of no circumstance where American citizens are carrying an American passport or trying to get through to the airport.
So now he's been contradicted by both the State Department and the Defense Department.
We wouldn't be in this predicament if Joe Biden took advice from the smartest guy he knows.
Hunter Biden. Is Hunter Biden going to get a cut of the what's going to be the leading export again from Afghanistan? Probably has been the leading export all along, and you know what it is. Starts with the letter O.
How many people are jumping on private jet to get off the vineyard before the hurricane are then going to turn around and blame the hurricane on global warming?
You know what? I hadn't even thought of that. I wonder if there's a bigger jam up this afternoon at the Kabul airport or the Martha's Vineyard airport.
Hey, Charlie Parker, don't feel bad. A lot of us voters have things we deeply regret, too. So this is the most relatable you've ever been.
Again, in case you didn't hear it earlier, Charlie Parker has some very sage advice. He's not talking about the peril of global warming today, not talking about the peril of COVID. He's talking about the peril of Hurricane Henri. Cut two.
In a storm like this, the people should turn around and not drown. In other words, don't drive into the giant puddles that will exist on many roads around the Commonwealth.
And I've been saying big puddles. It's worse than that. These are giant puddles.
Can we have a duel between Biden and the leader of the Taliban, perhaps behind some gym in Kabul?
Oh, boy. I'd like to take him out behind that gym in Kabul. That's what he said about Donald Trump. Didn't say Kabul, but the rest of it he did.
You know, there is a silver lining to all the craziness that's going on right now. When OnlyFans bans porn in a month, your local restaurants will finally have servers again.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I did. I don't know what Only. I didn't. I mean, I've read about OnlyFans. Are they? I thought they were.
It's like
I thought
a porn
it was just.
Site,
I thought
think.
It was like scantily clad women.
Well, that's a very nice way of putting it. I think there are some users that are scantily clad women, and some of it's just porn.
I just read some story about some nurse that had just decided.
I saw that too. New York Post.
She made $2.5 million. She's now making $2.5 million a year.
People like their OnlyFans. It's weird.
I need to know about OnlyFans. Is Rachel Dolezal has one?
Oh, I think you can have
with her
them.
Feet. I didn't read that story. I read about the scantily clad woman, but I didn't need to read about Rachel Dolezal's feet.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr. You chump.
774 says, just printed a new t-shirt. Knicks 46. The problem is, what are you going to do with 47?
Yeah.
All right. That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. If you want to leave a message between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time every weekday, you can do so. Call 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just want to hear more Chump Line messages, you can get Chopped Chumps. Those are the extra messages from the Chump Line that we didn't play just now. Chopped Chumps are posted every night around 7 o'clock, and you can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering a line from The Sirens of Titan by Kurt Vonnegut. I don't know what's going on, and I'm probably not smart enough to understand if someone was to explain it to me. All I know is we're being tested somehow by somebody a whole lot smarter than us.
How many people are jumping on private jet to get off the vineyard before the hurricane are then going to turn around and blame the hurricane on global warming?
You know, 2 weeks ago they had a shortage of fuel at the airport because so many beautiful people were coming in. Do you think a lot of people today fleeing? Do you think the eternal question is being asked at the airport, both on Martha's Vineyard and on Nantucket? Do you know who I am? To all the
listeners, can I get out of here, please?
I hope you can. To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline taxes since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/HowieCarr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/HowieCarr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/HowieCarr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/HowieCarr. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England Talk Radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
Acting in self-defense shouldn't mean you have to kill someone. When defending my life and my family's, our survival is my number one priority. Thanks to Taser, I'm ready. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at taser.com/Howie. Spelled TASER.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Why did acting Mayor Janey reimpose the mask mandate a week from now? Public health emergency or trying to appease the Karens ahead of the September 14th preliminary election?
Appeasing the Karens.
Holding strong at 99%.
Hasn't been much change through the day. All right. 844-500-4242. I want to play just a couple more cuts here from Dementia Joe Biden. And somebody, by the way, texted me and said, how long will it be before the Washington Post is comparing the evacuation of the Martha's Vineyard Airport to the Kabul Airport? Probably as soon as David Ignatius can arrive on Jeff Bezos' private jet. That's how long it'll be.
But you know what someone tweeted, Howie? They were like, imagine if you were an American trapped in Afghanistan and then you turn on the news and you find out the president's denying that anything's going wrong. They're like, oh, there's no problems there. You're sitting there going, oh, no, there are. You need to help us.
Think how many billions of dollars we pay just for all of these intelligence services, which tell us that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation and that Putin is the reason Trump was elected in 2016. But so they must know how many Americans are in Afghanistan, right? Right, Dementia Joe? Cut five.
And we're working on a variety to verify that number. The Americans are still in country as we work on this, because we don't have the exact number of people who are Americans are there, and those who may have come home to the United States. We want to get a strong number as to exactly how many people are there, how many American citizens, and where they are.
So we pulled all the troops out. You shut down the biggest base that we had, Bagram Air Base, not knowing even how many Americans were in Afghanistan, not to mention he didn't know where they were. All right, so as he's leaving, listen to this. This is fairly Trumpian, the way the press corps is treating him, at least for a day. Cut 28.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
You know, if only we had this energy during the campaigns.
Yeah.
You think? Imagine where we'd be right now.
By the way, we don't have time. I want to when we come back before Police Blotter Facts Friday, you're used to Charlie Parker, the governor of Massachusetts, as the state's chief epidemiologist. Now he is Massachusetts weatherman.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
We've had a great time here this afternoon, Grace and I, at the 110 Grill in South Bay in Dorchester. It's good to be here in the city of Boston before the Iron Curtain descends again next week. Guy's pulling up his T-shirt. He's ready. He's ready. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing about it, but it's just, it's silly. This is, if Marty Walsh was still the mayor and there wasn't a preliminary election pending in September, this would not be happening. I am 100% sure of that. And so are the people that are answering the poll question today. This is about appealing to the Karen constituency, which is probably the largest constituency in the city of Boston. God help us all. Anyway, before we go to Police Blotter Facts Friday, I just have to say play one more Baker cut here. You know, we've had all these famous weathermen through the years, local TV weathermen in Boston, Don Kent, Barry Burbank, Todd Gross, so many, we all forget their names as the years go by. And now not many people watch local news, not nearly as many as they used to, but Charlie Baker today decided to become Boston's every weatherman as he warned us against the giant puddles that are coming up. And a good weatherman always mentions great weather events of yore. Here's Charlie Parker, cut 4.
It has been a long time since we've had a storm like this one. Several people were talking yesterday about Bob.
Bob, I think who?
What I would say is when you're talking about this kind of potential for downfalls with respect to rain, 4 to 8 inches in one dump is basically a month's worth in many cases. I mean, we're talking a lot of water.
In one dump.
4 to 8 inches in one dump is basically a month's worth.
Yikes. Someone asked me on the text line, was he wearing his bomber jacket today? Was he wearing it, Jared, do you know?
Who, Joe?
No. Charlie Parker.
Baker had a bomber jacket.
Was he at the FEMA headquarters? They all have bomber jackets, don't they? It says MEMA. It doesn't say FEMA. It says MEMA. Massachusetts Emergency Management.
He was just in a suit today.
Just a suit. Okay.
I think Cuomo was a big fan of putting on the bomber jacket.
Yeah, so was Duvall. He got the S, the small bomber jacket.
Howard. That's not nice.
How dare you?
All right. Now it's time for Police Blotter Facts Friday.
Whenever the laws of any state are broken, a duly authorized organization swings into action.
Time for Police Blotter Facts Friday. We do this every Friday evening about this time. All week long, we ask you to send in your funny stories from the local or your local daily or weekly newspaper to grace@howiecarshow.com, grace@howiecarshow.com, and we read the funniest ones. They have to be funny stories involving the local constabulary, and they can be local or they can be from anywhere, and a lot of papers have their own columns written by the police department, the police log, the police blotter. Or it can just be a standalone story. And now is the time. Now is the time for Police Blotter Facts Friday. And we read the runners up first, and then we read the winners. What do the winners get this week, Grace?
They're going to get a copy of your book, Plug Uglies.
Plug Uglies.
All right, you ready to
go? A lot of Dorchester people in there, and South Boston people, and Somerville people. We've had a heavy contingency from all those communities here today.
All right, here are the runners-up. Suspect hiding from police sprayed by skunk. This is in Madison, Wisconsin. A suspect who's described as out of control and armed with a knife was captured Monday after officers allegedly found him cutting a vehicle's car tires while he was trying to escape from police. They later identified Michael Ring as intoxicated, high on narcotics, and out of control. He reportedly fled as officers arrived. As he hid from them, Ring was sprayed by a skunk, When officers eventually caught up with Ring, he was allegedly cutting a vehicle's tires.
He bore an amazing resemblance to Hunter Biden. And no, I haven't seen Hunter Biden recently, as one of the people here and asked me via the text line. But we do have one of Hunter's paintings behind us here. That's an inside joke. If you're here, it's a pretty good joke.
Restaurant set on fire after man denied free soda.
A free soda?
An argument broke out between a customer and an employee at El Fosterio Mexican Food in Stockton. The restaurant went up in flames. There's ash all over. I mean, you can see on the wall. You see it right there, said the owner. He ordered a drink and he ordered a water. When the employee didn't give the man a free soda, he rode away on his bicycle. But before leaving, he used a lighter to set a fire.
He used a lighter and it burned down the whole place?
Yeah. Sad for the store owner.
I thought maybe this would have happened at Five Guys, you know, because they got the soda, you know, dispensaries
there.
They just give you the cup. And I thought maybe you would ask for a cup of water and then pull a fast one and pour out the water and put in the soda.
I'm glad you brought that up because there's a lot of places right now where you can't get fountain soda. You can't make it yourself. That has something to do with the COVID. They've stopped with the fountain sodas.
Why can't we negotiate a truce so they can reopen the fountain soda machines again, like Kim Janey did, so, you know, COVID's not going to attack the restaurants for a week?
True soda lovers know that there's nothing like a fountain soda.
Absolutely.
Fountain soda beats all others. Naked man stabs another naked man in broad daylight in Seattle. This happened around 8 o'clock.
Jared, there's two naked men, so you have to play it again.
Yeah, we need it twice. Multiple callers reported two naked men running westbound on the highway or on Jefferson Street from Terry Avenue. One of the men was bleeding significantly, and the other appeared to be chasing him with scissors. The victim ran to the emergency room entrance.
You know, if you're
going to
be stabbed, it's probably best not to be naked. You know, maybe the clothing can slow down the knife a little bit.
This happened around 8 a.m.
8 a.m.?
Well,
it was a long night for the naked men.
Though the circumstances leading up to the stabbing are still under investigation and the suspects have not been yet identified, public nudity is a regular occurrence in the area's homeless population.
You're kidding.
Just another day in Seattle. Snake slithers out of spice shelves at Sydney supermarket.
Crikey, mate.
This sounds like...
No wonder they've shut down all the markets.
So many S's in that headline. Snake slithers out of a spice shelf at Sydney supermarket.
Are there any serpents hiding in the Foster's lager section of the supermarket, Governor?
Elena Alati was at a Sydney store on Monday when the non-venomous snake slithered out. The Woolworths supermarket lies on the edge of a large bushland on the city's northwest outskirts. But encountering a snake in the spice aisle is not what Miss Alati expected. Fortunately, this is the weird part. Fortunately.
She's run into kangaroos there before, but never a snake.
No, you'd be surprised. Fortunately for both parties, Miss Alati is a wildlife rescuer and very familiar with snakes. Who would have thought?
This is a human being.
She did a double take but remained calm. She said, I turned my head and he was about 20 centimeters from my face just looking straight at me.
You know, she has an Australian accent, Grace.
I just turned my head.
Me head.
I just turned me head. Yeah, mine's turning into like a southern thing. He was looking straight at me the whole time, almost like he was saying, can you take me outside, please? She retrieved a snake bag from her home, returned to the store, tapped him on the tail, and he just slithered in. She's rescued at least 20
snakes
before.
I never leave home without my snake bag.
She says her friends joke that she's the snake girl from the Harry Potter films. Are you going to ask me?
What was the snake's name?
Slytherin. Harry Potter fans.
I thought his name would be Didgeridoo.
You snooze, you lose.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
especially if you're in a car blocking traffic on Gallivan Boulevard with a loaded gun on your lap. This happened outside the East Boston Savings Bank.
Oh, this is a local story.
Yes. Around 9:30 p.m., after being flagged down by somebody forced to slow because of a car parked in the roadway, police were notified that a man noticed that the driver of a motor vehicle appeared to be asleep with a gun on his lap. Officers activated their lights and sirens, exited their cruiser, and when they approached the vehicle, they observed the driver to be asleep. Officers observed the firearm on Wilcox's lap, and as they attempted to awake him, he became non-compliant.
What's the difference between asleep and passed out?
That is a question for the police.
What kind of gun was it?
You know, on this report, Howie, I don't think it says, actually, which is surprising. There might have been a picture with it, but I don't have the photo here. Naked man arrested after floating down river.
Beware.
Troy Hunt jumped into the river near Ripley Island Road. Emergency personnel made numerous attempts to bring him ashore, but he denied assistance. The sheriff's office said he sang God Bless the USA as he floated down the river.
Where was this?
It says Nolishuki River, and it is, shoot, I don't have the exact.
Sounds like a southern river. By the way, the woman in Australia, Limerick guy, says, I can't believe the woman wasn't rattled.
Ha, 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 ha.
Hold on, let me do a little quick here. Sorry, I normally have them. Nolishuki River is in North Carolina. It flows through North Carolina and East Tennessee. Okay, last one before we go to the break here. Burger King employee allegedly breaks into Orland Park restaurant next door, steals $2,500.
Why didn't he steal it from the Burger King? Why did he go next door?
Well, it's weird. This is a strange story, okay? Police responded to a South Fork restaurant on the report of a commercial burglary. Police believe approximately $2,500 was taken after the suspect, later identified as Ronak Niazi, allegedly forced entry and stole two cash registers. He took the whole cash register.
Those are kind of heavy, aren't they?
Yeah, I'll say so.
Okay.
And I have the two winners on the other side.
We have the two winners on the other side. It's hard to make sure you're getting all the nutrients you need throughout the day if you keep a busy schedule. Work obligations, family, friends, and hobbies, all of these things can get in the way of the essential self-care that makes you the best parent, spouse, friend, or employee you can be. That's why Super Beats hard chews are an essential part of my daily routine. I'm sorry I didn't bring any around. I'd be giving some out to the people here at the 110 Grill. They're really a great product. I generally take you take two a day of the Super Beats hard chews. Just put them in your pocket when you leave in the morning. They come wrapped in foil. They taste great. And whenever you need a boost of energy throughout the day, they're perfect to keep you going. And they're good for you. They give you blood pressure support and energy you want. That's because Super Beats Hard Chews combine non-GMO beets with a special ingredient, grapeseed extract, that is unique to Super Beats Hard Chews. Grapeseed extract has been the focus of scientific research for years due to its high concentration of antioxidants, which supports cardiovascular health and overall wellness. The grapeseed extract used in Super Beats Hard Chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. You can't find this quality of grapeseed extract in just any product. This grapeseed extract is clinically studied, quality tested, traceable to the source, scientifically shown to support blood flow and healthy blood pressure. Healthy blood flow means more energy the way nature intended, without the jittery caffeine or stimulants. And just two delicious chews a day gives you the blood pressure support you need and the energy you want. And they taste good, too. Do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Heart Chews. Get your Super Beats Heart Chews today at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third one for free. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down the toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
Okay, this is the last segment for me and Grace. Today, the last hour will be handled by Toby from Cave Gunworks in Hyannis. I think he's in the studio. So
he's going to do a great job, guys.
Any gun questions you've got, stand by for Toby. He can answer all your questions. In the meantime, Grace and I are going to get into our snorkels before we go out and brave the giant puddles that the governor has warned us about.
And just a reminder that Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Pantadosi Baking Company, providing quality baked goods and rolls to fine restaurants across the nation, like the 110 Grill, for over 100 years.
And again, give yourselves one more round of applause, everybody here at the 110 Grill in South Bay and Dorchester. We've had a great time here this afternoon, and if you're not familiar with the 110 Grill, wherever you live in the sound of my voice, get yourself there. You're going to have a great, great time.
Absolutely.
You'll have a great meal.
Really great restaurant. Make sure you check it out. All right, so here is a winner. Stranger accepts woman's offer of bottle of water and then exposes himself.
Be well, be well, be well on the neighborhood.
This is out of Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Yes. Around 9:25 p.m., this is the classic no good deed goes unpunished kind of story. A woman noticed a man sitting in a parked car in the street near her house. Because the man was wearing a sweater on the warm day, the woman offered him a bottle of water. The man accepted the offer and walked with the woman to
her garage.
I don't
think that's a good policy anywhere, especially in Cleveland.
What, going up to people in their cars?
And offering them anything.
Yeah, the woman offered him a bottle of water. The man accepted the offer and walked with the woman to her garage. After taking the water, the man exposed his private parts. The woman asked the man, believed to be in his mid-30s, why he had exposed himself. He responded by departing.
Won't nobody help a naked man. Won't nobody help a naked man.
And later he said that he was very disturbed that the Cleveland Indians had changed the name.
Oh, yeah.
The baseball
team. I'm sure he was really shaken up by that. Don't make me do something stupid for a Snickers bar, Florida man said when he was arrested at Wawa. A Florida man was arrested Tuesday for pulling a knife on a gas station employee in Largo, Florida. Is that close to you, Howie?
No, it's not.
It's
on the other side of the state.
Of course it is. After a fuss over a Snickers bar turned violent, deputies responded to a call around 7.
Where I am, we might have a fight over a silver margarita.
Yes.
Or a beef Wellington.
You're not worried about Snickers bars.
Not at all.
Deputies responded to a call around 7:45 p.m. from a Wawa employee who was being threatened. Deputies made contact with the victim, who said that Eric Minto, 49, had come into the store asking for free food. When he was denied, Minto reportedly pulled out a pocket knife and pointed it at the employee. Don't make me do something stupid for a Snickers bar, he told the victim.
I only do something stupid for a Coquille Saint-Jacques.
The worker complied as he was in fear of his life. Minto ended up walking out of the store without the Snickers, leaving it.
What was his middle initial? D?
On the
D
counter.
Minto?
I didn't do that much research. Again, Police Blotter Facts Friday is brought to you by Pantadosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence, and they have all their baked goods and rolls in fine restaurants like the 110 Grill.
Limerick guy says, give a man a bottle of water and he'll show you his hose. For God's sake, watch out for the giant puddles this weekend.